I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a great show for you this week. However, because Golfer Gal ditched us and went to Texas for the Colonial and a trip to the oven from Nike Golf, I had to scour the earth for a new co-host, and I think I found the perfect guest host for everybody. His name is Paul Legering, and he's the PGA Tour Manager for TaylorMade Golf. Recently, at THP headquarters, we've been doing a little bit of testing with the Superfast TP driver, the new TaylorMade Burner Superfast TP driver, and asking people to hit it and doing kind of a challenge on a launch monitor on the range where I test equipment out quite frequently. And what we're finding is some pretty interesting information as far as, you know, it outperforming others in terms of distance and ball speed. And we really wanted to get to the bottom of it and find out why it was, what happened, you know, because when it first came out, the feedback on the forum was, oh, look at that thing. It just doesn't look right. It doesn't set up right. It's a different kind of looking driver. Well, lo and behold, after the initial period, a lot of guys started to play it, and even a lot of forum members started to play it. And it's getting the attention that maybe nobody really expected it to get. Well, so we wanted to get to the bottom of it, find out what's going on, why it's getting so popular, why it's so popular on tour all of a sudden, and more. So we invited Paul Legering to come on and chat with us and answer some questions about this driver, and you guys are really, really going to enjoy having him on. He's has a wealth of knowledge, and I really think that he adds something to the show that myself and Golfer Gal and our boring banter just do not have. Another thing that we will be discussing throughout the week is, on the THP website, I should say, is next week, coming up Wednesday and Thursday, Golfer Gal and myself are taking a trip over to PGA National Resort and Spa and going to be shooting some pictures, some videos, and getting all the information that people want as far as the Florida golf outing in the fall is coming. We're taking suggestions on what you want to know about, what you want to learn about in the forum. And, you know, we'll be able to really kind of give people the bird's eye view. Well, not really, because we're not in a helicopter, but just a different view through pictures that you're not going to see from the website and video, and take a tour of the golf course. We're not playing it, but we're going to take a tour of the golf course and the resort and take a bunch of pictures for everybody. And we'll actually be doing our show, this show, In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal, on location from there next week. And we will have a special announcement next week involving the outing, some prizes, everybody that's coming, and even announce what we believe is the grand prize or one of the grand prizes for the outing, and how it's going to come about. It should be a lot of fun, and wait till you guys hear what we have in store. It is truly going to amaze everybody who's planning on heading down. And for those that aren't planning on heading down or still on the fence, this might put you over the top. So enough of me blabbering on about what's coming up on the show and what's coming up at the Florida golf outing this fall. Let's bring on our guest.
While Golfer Gal is on vacation, I have had the opportunity to bring in somebody that I think is a little more intelligent than her, albeit not as good looking. And when we go out to, you know, the tour stops, we have the opportunity to meet a lot of different people. And one of those people or persons that stands out is Paul Legering. There have been people in history that go by one name. We have Sonny and Cher. We have Prince. We have that funny-looking symbol that Prince went by. And I'm going to introduce you guys to somebody who dwarfs all them, who goes by the name of Lego. Welcome to the show.
G'day.
And we will talk about TaylorMade shortly.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Back at Torrey Pines, TaylorMade rolled out two new drivers. They had the R9 Super Tri, which everybody was talking about, and they had the, I like to call it the redheaded stepchild, called the Burner Superfast and Superfast TP. Originally, the Super Tri had all the buzz, especially on tour, and it kind of cast a shadow over the field. But over the last 3 weeks, some interesting things have happened with the Burner Superfast TP, and now it's the number one driver played on tour. Why?
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, you know, obviously we're leaders in technology in the wood category, and especially on the PGA Tour, we're number one driver out there. The burner's super fast. You know, I'll let you say that it was the stepchild, because I wouldn't want to say it in that realm, but it's it didn't have the technology that we've had in the last couple drivers. The burner super fast is just I call it a geometric shape driver, but it has the highest MOI, which is moment of inertia, and it has a very large sweet spot or center of gravity for forgiveness. On top of that, it's aerodynamically designed, so we were able to get in players' hands, and the end result was, if they're getting more club head speed due to the aerodynamics, in turn, that means more ball speed. The result of that is a longer driver, and that's what happened on tour.
You get to check out the launch monitor data for most of the guys as they test equipment. While we were speaking to players at Doral, they kept raving about the distance they were receiving with this driver. Why was it happening, and what is the reason behind it?
Well, good point. The track is kind of our, you know, newest technology in fitting players and finding out how we can optimize performance for them. What we do is, in a nutshell, is basically it's a Doppler radar system with a computer, and it tracks the ball. It tracks everything the ball does as it leaves the tee and is hit at 120 miles an hour club head speed as up to 180 miles an hour ball speed. So we track that, and when we were fitting players into the new super fast, the burner super fast, we noticed a trend happening that every single guy, no matter what their club head speed, as an example, you know, Fred Funk swings a lot different than Dustin Johnson, you know, and their difference in yardage is significant. You know, Dustin Johnson's one of the longest drivers on tour. So to see this happen, get more club head speed from both types of players, it showed us that, you know, the proof is in the pudding. We have a really, really good aerodynamic product.
We know the listeners and the readers and us know Jeff Queenie pretty well, going back to his days at Nakent. I've heard that getting him into this new driver brought on kind of an urban legend kind of story. Can you tell us about it?
Sure, sure. And that actually happened on the West Coast Swing at Torrey Pines. He was contractually obligated with one of our competitors and was having difficulty getting fit into their driver. He had played a practice round with one of our staff players, came back, wanted to try the burner super fast. And the short of it is our dear friend, the launch monitor, proved to him how much more club head speed and distance he was getting. He decided that at that point, what's best for his career, and where I know that all these guys can make their money and their ultimate goal is to raise that trophy on Sunday, was to play our driver. And in turn, he's now with us.
Retief Goosen is a guy that does not switch equipment easily. He told us personally that it basically just comes down to data, and he doesn't really care what's new and fresh, although it excites him. He also made the switch. What happened and why?
Yeah, you know, Retief's a great example. He's kind of a technical guru. He loves to come into our tour trailer, which for the general public, that's kind of, I give the analogy of the NASCAR pit crew. We're there to, you know, always update their equipment, change their grips, check their loss and lies, this, that, and the other. Retief likes to grind his own wedges, an example. But everything has to be pretty much perfect, and you can see that in his personality and how he goes about trying to win golf tournaments. He is a traditionalist. He likes a conventional-looking club head when it comes to woods. The burner super fast it was another situation where, you know, these guys, they play practice rounds with guys or they see us fit other players on the range, and the natural progression is, hey, let me try it. So with him, it was a process of going through the fitting, that which we always do with him, but even he was able to see that, gosh, you know, I can get over this geometric shape if it's going to perform like it did, and it did, and he's playing well, even though he's a little injured right now and not playing competitively.
We are hearing consumer feedback constantly about the super fast driver, and quite a few, and we're actually going through a testing ourselves with our launch monitor. But one of the biggest questions we get asked all the time is, what is the difference with the super fast and the super fast TP?
Well, you know, okay, there's a little history there as well that has transpired in 2010. The TP stands for Tour Preferred, and it's a tour product. Now, the center of gravity, face angle, where you distribute weight on a tour product is different from the general public, and that's mainly so that you can optimize every type of player. So what we did with the Burner Superfast, when it came out, we only had production parts. We had to do a lot of manipulating internally, weighting it and bending the club face, manipulating lie angle, face angle, and loft. Because it became popular so fast, we made a TP version, and that's essentially what happens, is that we internally change the center of gravity. We manipulate face angle, loft, and lie. And those are key components. You know, the best players in the world, it's kind of the opposite of per se, your 18 handicapper. They can turn the ball over easy, and they do not want to see their misses go left. I mean, the dreaded duck hook is the worst thing a tour player wants. So we try to set up the center, the CG, as what we call right bias. And that's the consensus of the TP products.
While at Doral, you mentioned that you like to surf in your spare time. I've also heard that you're not on tour right now, and you have some time away and are in the offices. And how much surfing will you be able to do?
As I get older and I've been on tour for 12 years, and it gets mundane. I love to come home to San Diego, and part of my youth, and as I'm getting older, is at least I like to think youth is surfing. So I'm generally home every week, Thursday through Sunday, and I surf as much as I can when I'm not in the office or you know, working with players. Part of my unique job is to be available 24/7, and so that allows me some free office time, or I should say time away from the office. So thank you for asking. It is, aside of golf, it is my favorite hobby.
Now, this is an interesting question and almost an inside joke. And for those listeners and readers out there, they know that we go to Doral every year and we got to spend some time on the tour truck. And while out there, we got a glimpse and a whiff of some rather savory meat in packages that was brought to the TaylorMade tour truck by Papa Garcia. And the question is, can you describe it, and did you give any a try? And where did it really come from?
I hope I'm right in saying that it did come from Spain. I mean, he brought it from home. Now, he could have tricked us and got it from, you know, a Spanish market somewhere in the Miami Doral area, but we'll believe Papa Garcia. Yeah, what he likes to do is say thank you in the beginning of the year. That's the first opportunity he gets to see us. The meat is gosh, you might remember it better than me, but because he brings different things. Sometimes he brings wine. I believe it was, we would call that some sort of tartare here in the United States, but it was of the, I believe it was of pork descent, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I just know it was odd looking. And did you end up trying any?
I always try everything once. I tried it. It was very salty. They do cure it, even though it is raw. He also is gracious in bringing us bottles of Spanish wine, but we wait till after hours to partake in that.
Well, we want to thank the man who simply goes by Lego for joining us this week, and we hope to have him on again soon. Is there anything you need to add, or can we get your commitment that you'll come on again this year?
Oh, I'd love to. I appreciate, talking about the products, and it's fun to be part of the TaylorMade Adidas Golf family and be leaders in technology. So when we have a product like the Burner Superfast, especially coming out with a TP product, it's exciting and it gives me job security. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
We want to thank Paul Legering, the man known as Lego, for joining the show this week. It's always a wealth of knowledge, and seeing that the Superfast TP has really taken off and become the number one driver used on tour when these guys have quite a few choices out there, even in the TaylorMade stable alone, really says a lot, and I'm glad he was able to come on and get to the bottom of it.
Well, I just got word that I might be in a little trouble. We have a phone call and a phone caller joining us, and Golfer Gal is joining us from deep in the heart of Texas from the Colonial. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I guess you heard the intro to the show.
I did, and I have a little bone to pick with you. I do appreciate you saying that I'm more attractive, but I don't appreciate you saying that I'm less intelligent.
Well, fortunately, you're 1,000 miles away and can't do anything about that right now.
Yeah, give me a few hours, and then we'll see what happens.
For those that don't know or haven't kept on the site, Golfer Gal, or didn't listen to the first few minutes of the show, Golfer Gal is on location from the Colonial, and she's had a very unique trip. She was brought there by Nike Golf, and she's got to go to the tournament. She's explored the oven, and even got a little side trip and got to explore the CBS sports truck. Can you give kind of people what your itinerary was and how it went?
Absolutely. We arrived here in Dallas-Fort Worth, stayed at a beautiful hotel, and we all met up later that night for dinner at Shula's, which I know JB is jealous about because it's one of his favorite restaurants.
It is one of my favorite restaurants. Anything that has a menu on a football is good with my eyes.
Yeah. but we all had a wonderful dinner and really got a chance to sit down and get be in a more intimate setting with some media people as well as with the people from Nike, which is something you don't really get to do too often because a lot of times you chat on the phone or you chat via email, but you don't really get a lot of one-on-one time. So it was really nice, and everybody at Nike is just fantastic, and they really went above and beyond for us. And then, you know, once dinner was done, we all went back to our rooms, and we got up bright and early and picked up a shuttle that took us right over to the Colonial, where we had a chance to spend the day at the Crowne Plaza Invitational.
For those that don't know Golfer Gal, I'm going to cut her off right here. I already got the messages that she was complaining because the media center was too far away from where the shuttle dropped her off, and
yeah,
she had to walk all the way to get her media badges.
I did. In fact, I asked the people, and I said, how far? And they're like, well, it's about a mile and a half down the road. So I already started my day with a 3-mile walk. I feel like I've done enough exercise for the rest of the month.
By the way, for those that also don't know Golfer Gal, a mile in her math is about 100 yards.
No, I swear to you, this is their words for a mile, not
okay.
Mine. In fact, it was a mile and a half.
Anyhow.
Okay. So I walked over, got my credentials, had to come back to the other spot to get my camera bag because you're not allowed in without the media credentials. You can't bring your camera bag in. I must say, it is simply beautiful over there. Just the trees, the atmosphere, the old feel to it, the beautiful homes surrounding it. It's really a breathtaking experience just to be there. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity. But it was fun, too, to be able to have my camera out there and get pictures. And it's a funny layout. It's definitely a different layout than any of the other courses that I've been to or tournaments are played. The range is all the way in the back corner, away from everything. And it's nowhere near the putting green, which is also kind of strange to me. And they had two putting facilities where the players got to practice. And then they had a beautiful little area where they could chip and do some sand shots, which I haven't really seen too much in some of the other course shops. But it was really fun. I almost got run over by Paul Goidos in a golf cart. But he was really cool about it because I was being my ditzy self and taking pictures and not paying attention. And practically ran into his cart, and he was really, really nice about that.
The facility, did you find anything? Did you see anything different? I know you mentioned that you saw that Henrik Stenson had a different caddy and Fanny was not with him.
Yes. No, Fanny was not with him. And at first I thought, oh, this must just be a guy who works here who's just dropping off some balls for him. And then I saw him going into his bag and getting out a glove and getting out some other stuff and thought, well, that's kind of strange. I don't think a guy who works here would just go through a player's bag. And then I saw him follow him around for the rest of the day, and I didn't see Fanny anywhere, so it had to be a new caddy.
Okay.
Maybe it's just a temporary thing. I'm not going to make too much of a speculation just yet, but Fanny was nowhere to be found.
Other than Phil shooting a pretty high number, what else did you see out there?
I saw Andre Romero's group. I didn't get to see them as they were coming up, but I was standing right next to the hole on 16 when he almost got a hole in one. Yeah, I had to take a picture of it, actually, and I'll be able to put it up on the website so people can see how close to the pin he actually got. It was pretty interesting. That would have been fun if he actually made the hole-in-one.
That's right. And then from there, you got to tour the CBS Sports truck?
Yes, once I found it. That was a trek in itself.
That must have also been, I'm doing finger quotes in the air on the radio, that must have also been a whole mile and a half away.
You have no idea. I don't want to talk about it. It was so far. So I go, and finally I get the CBS truck, and then I'm at the wrong CBS truck. So I had to go to a different one. And finally I got to go in there and see everything, and I actually got to meet David Faraday, who is very funny, super nice guy. And his wife had made these coconut chocolate chip bars or something, and they were delicious. And he said, you have to try one, or you'll be insulting my wife. So I did, and they were excellent.
But you don't know his wife. It could have been just fine insulting her.
Maybe, but I didn't want to. He seemed like such a nice guy. I didn't want to do that. Plus, okay. I was hungry, and it was chocolate. So
that kind of goes
without saying.
Goes without saying. And you'll
exactly.
have a full report with some pictures and everything of the tour truck.
Absolutely,
coming up on the website.
Yeah, I took about 400 or so pictures between my day there and at the truck. So I've got plenty of pictures to offer up for everybody. But I tried to get as many people as I could, and hopefully, I got a lot. It was just fun. It was just it was really nice to be out there. Everything's very spread out, and the holes don't connect like you would think, so it's a little complicated. But it was really an enjoyable time, and the weather held up. They said that it might rain, but it never did. It was just like 95 degrees and hot.
So from there, you got a tour of the oven last night?
Yep. We had a shuttle pick us up and take us over to the oven. Beautiful facility, absolutely beautiful facility. Very inconspicuous. When you drive up, there's no real signs that say anything until you get right up on the building, and then you see Nike Golf. But we had, there's a famous chef named Tim Love, who I had not heard of before, but apparently he's world renowned, and all of the food that they had was catered from him, and it was fantastic. The only thing I couldn't try was something called a rabbit rattlesnake sausage, because I'm adventurous, but not that adventurous.
When it comes to food, she's not all that adventurous, folks.
Whatever. But anyhow, we got to walk around the oven. We got a wonderful tour, and Tom Stites was there, and he kind of explained to us the history of both him and of Nike and how they got together, and just the evolution of the Nike clubs and the Nike brand as a whole, going from just apparel to then golf balls, which is really done because of Tiger Woods, mm-hmm. and then kind of evolving further into their clubs. And how basically all of their clubs are created by the pro players for the most part. They have them say, tell me what you want, tell me what you like. And then they build the clubs to what they like and then tweak it for consumers. So that this way, they feel that they have the best product, the best all-around product for any skill level.
Gotcha.
And it was just really cool. Yeah, it was really cool. You get to walk around. And just listening to Tom Stites is exciting. And the man's got over 20 years of experience, so he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we've had a chance to speak with him a few times in the past. We don't want to give away everything, so you'll have to update the forum and the website with all your pictures and videos that you shot at the oven and tell everybody about the story.
I will.
And
I will. I definitely will.
I know you have a plane to catch, so we'll sign off now. For all myself,
right.
Paul Legering, the man known as Lego, and apparently Golfer Gal, who's been listening in and decided it was her time to call in. She couldn't have one simple show done without her. we hope you enjoyed this show. And don't forget, next week we are doing our show from location at PGA National Resort. I want to say goodbye to everybody. And Golfer Gal, would you like to say goodbye from deep in the heart of Texas?
Yes, goodbye, everybody. And we will see you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.